RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo leads commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day. On Pancasila Sanctity Day, President Joko Widodo says Indonesian Communist Party history must never recur. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo presided over a ceremony to mark Pancasila Sanctity Day in Jakarta on Sunday morning. The ceremony held at Sanctity of Pancasila Monument in Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta, began at 8 a.m. The event was also attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla and Cabinet Ministers. The Chairman of the Regional Representatives Council, Osman Sabta Odang, read the text of Pancasila, which is the state ideology, while the text of the preamble of the 1945 Constitution was read by the Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, Zulkifli Hasan. Brigadier General AEB Malioga acted as ceremony officer, while Police Senior Commissioner Adi Wibowo as ceremony leader. Deputy House Speaker Fahri Hamzah read and signed a declaration, while Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin led a prayer. Solemn ceremony is annually organized to mark Pancasila Sanctity Day at the Sanctity of Pancasila Monument, which stands on the place of the pit of a well called Lubang Buaya, where the bodies of dead senior officers were recovered the next day after the failed coup attempt by the Indonesian Communist Party on September 30, 1965, known as G30 SPKI movement. President Joko Widodo reminded people about the dark history of coup by Indonesian Communist Party on Kesaktian Pancasila Day or Pancasila Sanctity Day. President Jokowi affirmed that there is no room for the Communist Party in Indonesia, the president said after attending Sacred Pancasila Day commemoration in Pancasila Sakti Monument Lubang Buaya, East Jakarta on Sunday, to do not let the dark past of Indonesia Communist Party atrocities repeat itself. President Jokowi Widodo demanded the people to uphold Pancasila and to maintain unity. People must not provide any rooms for other ideologies that are against Pancasila. He continued that government's position toward the Communist Party is clear in compliance with the Temporary Consultative Assembly Decree No. 25/1966. In the decree, Indonesian Communist Party is banned in Indonesia. The president added that Indonesia's people commitment and the government's are clear as stipulated in the decree that PKI or Indonesian Communist Party is banned. President Joko Widodo, along with around 1,000 people in West Java provincial city of Bogor Friday night, watched a film on the September 30th movement, the coup attempt of the Indonesian Communist Party. The film show of the now-defunct Indonesian Communist Party was also attended by Chief of the Provincial Military Command, Surya Kencana, Chief of Bogor District Military Command, and Chief of the Bogor District Police. The resident military and the police personnel mingled together while sitting on the floor with the president to watch the four-hour movie. President Joko Widodo has proposed that the G30 SPKI Mobilis Insurgents film be updated so that the younger generation can understand the history of the PKI. The president made the statement following the plan of Indonesian Defense Forces Commander General Gatot Nurmantio to screen the film within the Indonesian Military or TNI Internal Institution. The latest version of the film is important for the millennial generation to understand the movie, which was first released in 1984. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection, Yohana Yembise, invited women to follow the development of information and communication technology and use it to improve the empowerment of Indonesian women. This was said by Yohana Yembise at the Muhammadiyah Teacher Training Education School in Manokwari on Saturday. In addition to enhancing the knowledge, Minister Yohana Yembise also advised women to sell online to explore their ability to do business rather than just busy themselves playing social media. She said that women's empowerment in ICT, in line with the vision of United Nations that encourage women to utilize communication and information technology so that they can follow the global development, in addition to using ICT to do business. Yohana also invited women to be careful with content in cyberspace because there is often false news that cannot be accounted for. Udayana 9th Regional Military District Command, along with thousands of Bali residents, held a prayer for their safety from Mount Agung eruption in Basra Sandfield in Renon, Denpasar on Saturday, September the 13th. Udayana Military Commander Major General Komarudin said that the joint prayer across all religions is intended to ask for safety from Mount Agung eruption. In addition to getting all community members involved, the joint prayer was also attended by religious figures across religions, thousands of students and members of national military and the police. Religious figures of Hindu, Islam, Catholic, Protestant, Buddha, and Confucians took turns to lead the prayer. He added that through this joint prayer, it is expected that Bali residents can gain strength to overcome this disaster. A member of the House of Representatives, Marwarar Sirait, gave appreciation for the success of artists in Cimanggung Village, Sumedang Regency that already exists to the Asia level. This is due to a good example of leadership figures. It was said by Marwarar Sirait after his working visit by holding a cultural art performances in the soccer field of Cimanggung Village on Saturday, September the 30th. According to him, one of the keys to the success of a region is with mental revolution in line with the mandate of Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Meanwhile, Chief of Cimanggung Village Yayat Hidayat said there are 32 local arts in the region. He also confirmed the presence of cultural performances in the region that has been well known to Asia. Last item. The Indonesian government keeps continuing to improve the new renewable energy mix, or EBT. Therefore, the project work on Wind Power Plant, or PLTB, Sidrap, South Sulawesi, to be encouraged for the completion. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Ignatius Jonan, said on the sidelines of a working visit in Sidrap Saturday, September the 30th, that Sidrap Wind Power Plant was the first wind generator in Indonesia that will operate commercially. The plant is the largest wind power plant in Indonesia with a capacity of 75 megawatts. The project, with an investment of about $150 million and targeted to operate commercially in early 2018, is operated by PTUPC Sidrap Bioenergy. Ignatius Jonan said the operation of this power plant will make Indonesia as one of the few countries in Asia that has a wind-powered generator. In Asia, there are Japan, China, Korea, after that Indonesia, which have wind power plant. The government is increasingly optimistic to reach 23% target of renewable energy by 2015. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo leads commemoration of Pancasila Sanctity Day. On Pancasila Sanctity Day, President Joko Widodo says Indonesian Communist Party history must never recur. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country. The segment which present interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Solo, Central Java. The regional government of Solo, Central Java launched application of e-kelurahan to facilitate the services of population administration such as birth certificate, death certificate, and marriage certificate. Head of Infrastructure Section, Cooperatives, Informatics, Statistics, and Encryption Office of Solo, Taufan Redina, on the socialization of the application at Loji Hotel Solo on Tuesday said, with e-kelurahan, any services related to all basic services in the community will get more easier. Taufan also said, the application-based services are different with the previous services implemented in the region. Formerly, the population administration services were implemented by using application, namely Data Bank of Community Implementation, BDBM. The e-kelurahan application also invites people to be more orderly administration. Next story comes from Bogor, West Java. The Quarantine and Animal Safety Center Agency, Ministry of Agriculture, will monitor Chai Tao, or male, and Hu Jun, female panda from China, which just arrived in Indonesia for a month for quarantine process at Safari Indonesia Park, Taman Safari Indonesia 1, Bogor. Head of Quarantine and Animal Safety Center Agency, Mulyanto, said Thursday that the quarantine panda of Chai Tao, weighing 128 kilograms, and Hu Jun, weighing 113 kilograms, was not down at the airport like other animals, but directly in Rumah Panda Indonesia, prepared by TSI or Taman Safari Indonesia Bogor. According to Mulyanto, the quarantine team at least once 3 days in a month will visit Taman Safari Indonesia Bogor. However, he said, timing for quarantine can be changed any time, depends on the physical or psychic condition of the endemic animal, which becomes an animal symbol of China. Chai Tao and Hu Jun pandas have been prepared the special facility of Rumah Panda Indonesia, or Indonesian House of Panda, by Indonesia Safari Park, which is located on the height of 1,800 mdbl in an integrated natural environment like the natural habitat of giant panda in China. The last story comes from Bekasi, West Java. Around 150 barista coffee shops in Bekasi, West Java will compete in the International Coffee Festival 2017 at the parking area of downtown Walk Sumarekon, Mall Bekasi, West Java. The committee chairman of the event, Adam Tatirah, said the festival competed the fun brewing and latte art classes from the participants through a senior barista assessment. According to Adam Tatirah, the high enthusiastic of the participants because the coffee product becomes the people's trend in the recent years. The competition to mix the coffee has invited businessmen interests not only in Bekasi but also from Purwakarta, Serpong, and Jakarta. The officials of public relations of Sumarekon Mall Bekasi, Dewa Kadek, added that the 2017 International Coffee Festival is targeted to invite the visitors' interest of the Pasar Senggol up to 120,000 people on the day. The coffee products presented the event, such as Toraja, Kerinci, and Pengalengan Coffee. Listener, that was news from across the country.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with October the 1st, 1949. The People's Republic of China is established. The People's Republic of China is a country located in East Asia with its capital in Beijing. The country has the largest population in the world and an area of 9.69 million square kilometers, making it the fourth largest country in the world. It was founded on October 1, 1949, after the end of the Chinese Civil War. Mao Zedong proclaimed that the People's Republic of China. Since then, China was led by a single party, the Chinese Communist Party. Turning to October the 1st, 1965, the first October movement in Indonesia. On October the 1st, 1965, seven generals in Indonesia were kidnapped and murdered. One of them was the army commander-in-chief Ahmad Yani. That same morning, the men behind the killings occupied the radio station of the Republic of Indonesia and declared their action as an effort to protect President Sukarno from a gang of generals who would carry out a coup. They named their movement as September the 30th Movement, or G30S. It collapsed as quickly as it appeared. With the death of Ahmad Yani, Major General Suharto took command of the army on October the 1st in the morning and launched a counterattack in the evening. All G30S forces were eventually arrested or escaped. The movement vanished before its members and movement leaders explained their purpose. Suharto called the Indonesian Communist Party a mastermind of the incident and purged the people associated with the Communist Party of Indonesia. 1.5 million people were arrested and accused of involvement in the movement. The last is from October the 1st, 2005, the Bali bombing. The 2005 Bali bombing was a series of bombings that occurred in Bali on October the 1st, 2005. There were three bombings, one in Kuta and two in Jimbaran, with at least 23 people killed and 196 others wounded. The suicide bomber has had a significant impact on tourism in Bali, considering that on October 12, 2002, a similar bomb attack killed 202 people. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with this week's spotlight, which today is on Indonesian University's Declaration of Nationality Against Radicalism. Around 3,000 rectors and directors of higher education in Indonesia, led by Rector of Palu State Islamic Institute, Haji Zainal Abidin, and Rector of Mahendrata University in Bali, Dr. Putri Anggraini, read the Indonesian University's Declaration of Nationality Against Radicalism on Peninsula Island Nusa Dua, Badung Regency, Bali Province on Tuesday, September the 26th. In the declaration, the leaders of the university stated that there are emerging trends and developing of teachings or ideologies that are radical in Indonesia, which teach violence in achieving goals. They are doing it in the name of ethnicity, religion, race, and groups opposed to the state philosophy Pancasila. This situation, according to the rectors, is endangering the nation, state, and humanity. Therefore, universities in Indonesia as the center of science, technology, and arts development aimed at finding and upholding the truth must take a clear and firm stance in preventing, resisting radicalism, and taking a real role in defending Pancasila and the unity of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. This becomes a manifestation of awareness and responsibility to the nation and state of Indonesia. On the basis of that thought, all leaders of universities in Indonesia who attended the event declared 1. Ideology is Pancasila, 2. 1. Constitution, the 1945 Constitution of State of the Republic of Indonesia, and 3. 1. Country, the Unitary State of the Republic of Indonesia, the 4th, 1. Motto, Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or Unity in Diversity, and 5. 1. Determination against radicalism and intolerance. Responding to the declaration, President Joko Widodo, who attended the event, felt very proud of the rectors and leaders of universities in Indonesia who continue to adhere to the 1945 Constitution and Pancasila ideology and defend the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. The president reminded that KLH is a source of knowledge and enlightenment. Therefore, it would be very dangerous if the KLH used by certain parties as the field of infiltration of their ideology. The president reminded the campus not to be a spreading ground of anti-Pancasila ideology, the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, and Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, or unity in diversity. The head of state invites all parties to continue to foster a sense of brotherhood. The nation of Indonesia is able to stand upright today because the unity that has been implanted since the beginning. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. President Joko Widodo presided over a ceremony to mark Pancasila Sanctity Day in Jakarta on Sunday morning. President Joko Widodo reminded people about the dark history of coup by Indonesian Communist Party on the Pancasila Sanctity Day. President Joko Widodo, along with around 1,000 people in the West Java provincial city of Bogor, Friday night watched a film on the September 30th movement, the coup attempt of the Indonesian Communist Party. Minister of Women Empowerment and Child Protection Yohana Yembise invited women to follow the development of information and communication technology and use it to improve the empowerment of Indonesian women. Udayana 9th Regional Military District Command, along with thousands of Bali residents, held a prayer for their safety from Mount Agung eruption in Basra Sandfield in Renon, Denpasar on Saturday. A member of the House of Representatives, Maruarar Sirait, gave appreciation for the success of artists at Simangung Village Sumedang Regency that already exists to the Asian level. The Indonesian government keeps continuing to improve the new renewable energy mix. Therefore, the project work on wind power plant Sidrap South Sulawesi to be encouraged for the completion. That was the end of News in Brief. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Music.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program which will introduce you to Indonesian places of interest, culture and tradition and cuisine. Today, I will take you to travel to Tabuhan Island in Banyuwangi, East Java Province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Other than via shortwave, you can also listen to this program at www.voi.co.id. Tabuhan Island is a small island in the middle of Bali Strait that separates the islands of Jawa and Bali. The island is located in Bangsering Village, Wongsorejo Subdistrict, Banyuwangi Regency. Tabuhan in local language means traditional music. There is a lot of wind in the island, which makes sounds like the Tabuhan music, hence the name. Tabuhan Island is one of the tourism potentials of Banyuwangi that keeps the charm that is not known by many people. It covers an area of about 5 hectares and is an uninhabited island located in the northern region of Banyuwangi. The beach of Tabuhan Island is pretty unique. The color of the sand along the Bali Strait coastline covering the west coast of Bali and the east coast of Banyuwangi is generally dark in color. But in the island of Tabuhan, it has mostly white sand plus clear water, inviting visitors to enjoy the beauty of the atmosphere along the coastline. White sand, clear sea water, and coral reefs that have various forms all are very enchanting. Combined with the sound of soft waves, the breezy beach, and the vast expanse of the sea makes this place really suitable for those who want to get away from the noise of the city and seek some peace. At Tabuhan Beach, you can sunbathe, swim by the beach, or do scuba diving or snorkeling to enjoy the exotic underwater panorama. In addition, you can also enjoy the rich flora and fauna of the island. The color of water found on the beach of Tabuhan Island is divided into 3 color degradations, namely white, green, and blue according to the type of biota and the depth of the sea. Clear colors at the shallow beach is because of the white sand under. The green color at the beach with a medium depth is due to coral reef and seaweed, while the blue color in the deep waters is because under it there are various types of coral reefs. The only means of transportation to the island of Tabuhan is a motorboat or fishing boat. Departing from Kampe Beach, Bangsering Village, Wongsorejo, it will take about 25 to 30 minutes. A round trip in a rental boat costs 300,000 to 500,000 rupiahs with a maximum capacity of 12 people. The right time to cross is in the morning. In addition, you can also depart from Bangsering Beach in Wongsorejo. From here, access to the island of Tabuhan is closer because you can go by a shortcut. There are also boats that can be used as a means of transportation to the island of Tabuhan anytime. So if you want to escape from your routine, put Tabuhan Island as your vacation destination. And that ends today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Until tomorrow then, with other interesting topics. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome back in our daily segment Miscellany of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's miscellany, we will inform you about Open University hosts ASEAN Association of Open University Conference. ASEAN Association of Open University organized a conference on open and long-distance learning that has been held since 1986. In 2017, Indonesia hosted the 31st ASEAN Association of Open University. The conference held from September 27 until 29 in Yogyakarta with theme Open University for Inclusive and Equitably Quality Education. In Indonesia, Open University is the 45th state-owned college that apply open and long-distance learning system. This learning system is very effective to improve reachability and qualified high education equity for Indonesians, including those living in remote regions across Indonesia and the world. Open University got the mandate to be the host of the Asia Conference attended by 23 delegations. They are from Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Korea, Singapore, Philippines, Japan, China, Hong Kong, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Iran, Bangladesh, and New Zealand. The conference was opened by Director of Learning and Students Affairs of the Ministry of Technology Research and Higher Education, Intan Ahmad. Rector of Open University, Ojat Jarot, conveyed his appreciation over the attendance of academicians, practitioners, administrators, students, as well as the All Asia Information Technology and Communication Developers, especially those who focus on opening and long-distance learning system. According to him, this conference will be a momentum for all participants to share experience. Ojat hoped that the development could be strengthened by social commitment, thus, Open University could give exclusive education. He added that this conference was expected to add more new network to collaborate. Meanwhile, the president of ASEAN Association of Open Universities, Melinda de la Pena Badalaria, who is also rector of Philippines Open University, said that the Open University has had a significant development. She asked all participants to make sure the development could be materialized. Melinda hoped that this conference will be a momentum to share education experience to improve the quality of college. According to her, the network has been built would become one of the most important objectives of this conference. Listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you again next time.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent you letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Kanchan Chatterjee in India. In his email, he told that he has received certificate of merits and souvenirs from Voice of Indonesia for his participation in the international quiz which was held by Voice of Indonesia. Hello Kanchan Chatterjee, how are you? We are glad because you have the certificate and souvenirs. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. We hope that you can get useful information from our radio. And if you miss our information or presentation of our broadcast, you can visit our website to www.voi.co.id. Through the website, you can get all information which are needed by you. Well, Kanchan Chatterjee, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Terbiasa sendiri, tanpa hadirnya siapapun, lupa rasanya ku berada. Kiranya dicintai, inilah kenyataan sendiri.
listener, now we will replay a letter from Rafael Fontanet. In his email, Rafael Fontanet told that he has been listening to Voice of Indonesia in Spanish through the shortwave program since 1995. He also said that he likes most is the music and tourist information. Hello Rafael Fontanet, thank you for being our regular listener. We very appreciate your loyalty to listen to our broadcast every day. We hope that you are entertained with our music presentation and can get good information about tourism destination, which is broadcasted every day. Who knows, someday, if you visit Indonesia, you have a plan where you want to go to Indonesian tourism destination. Well, Rafael Fontanet, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Candamu yang selalu membuatku tertawa, senyummu yang membuat diriku bahagia. Warna indah dunia kini ku rasakan, membuat dirimu wanita yang patut ku perjuangkan. Ku inginkan dirimu menjadi pilihan terindah di dalam hidupku, dan kamu yang bisa membuatku bahagia. Dirimu yang membuat diriku merasakan indah cinta yang kau berikan. Anugerah terindah yang pernah ku rasakan, membuat dirimu wanita yang patut ku perjuangkan. Ku inginkan dirimu menjadi pilihan terindah di dalam hidupku, hanya kamu yang bisa membuatku bahagia.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we continue to replay a comment from Juan Franco Crespo. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program through frequency 9525 kHz at 17 to 18 UTC with the SIMPO 32232. Hello Juan Franco Crespo, thank you for reception report which is very detailed. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, so Juan Franco Crespo. Please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Happy listening!
Saturday morning in my bed. Oh, it feels good to know that I'm awake. Happy as ever I am feeling. Saturday morning I'm alive. Oh, what a shame that you don't know how I feel. You should know. It feels good to finally get over you. It feels good to know that I'm over you. You should know. It feels good to know that I'm over you. It feels good to finally get over you. You should know I'm over you, and you should know. You should know. Got out of bed, turned the TV on. I saw your face and I felt nothing. Settled as ever I am feeling. Oh, 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 oh. Saturday morning I'm alone. Oh, what a shame that you don't know how I feel. You should know.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Antonio Argolo Silva Neto in Brazil. In his email, Antonio Argolo Silva Neto considers the shortwaves a very important way for dissemination of the countries, especially the notions unknown to the majority of the world population. As he is more favorable to the radio and he tunes in the shortwaves every day, he hopes for an improvement in the proposals of transmission of this station, so that listener can tune it with more assiduity. Hello Antonio Argola Silva Neto, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Thank you for always tuning in on our radio every day. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Your email has been forwarded to Spanish section, and please be patient to wait for the reply from the section. The section will send your request as soon as possible. Hopefully, you still monitor our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, before we sign off, listener's mailbag, we want to say hello to Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan, Kevin Zhao in China, Vicencio Daniel in Romania, and Alexandra Foika. Hello guys, how are you? Long time, we do not receive your email or letter, but we believe that you always monitor our radio. Well, listener, actually we have received many email, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter, @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram account, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.